the sum of what I considered then and still consider to be the deepest, most important questions that had any kind of a component in science were the questions that sit at the margin of science and religion. Whether those are neurosciences questions about the neural underpinnings of consciousness or religious experience, that's a 100-year-old question raised by William James in his book, Varieties of Religious Experience. It's a psychology, neurology question. Mm-hmm. Or whether they are matters of the propriety of the allocation of resources for the diseases of rich white people as against children, infants, and people of color and people in poor countries, or whether it's a matter of the teaching of evolution as an obligation to teach the natural world to people so that they can function in it. All of those were science and religion questions. So I declared the existence of this thing, you know, absolutely ex nihilo. It didn't exist. Nobody ever thought of it. It doesn't exist anyplace else. There are plenty of places that talk about science and religion, but to a place, they are always embedded in theological contexts, or if they're at universities, they're freestanding, fully funded, Templeton Foundation or other foundation-supported grafts. But from within a science department for a professor of America to say my research is on science and religion is very radical. Very radical. It's to Columbia's enormous credit that nobody said you can't do that, because we don't think that's serious. They just said, get money.